Blog Talk Radio.
This is Linda here in Oceanside. I'm co-hosting and filling in for Hollis. And pretty soon, hi FT, welcome. Bill's in the chat room. Bill Strong will be coming in from Indiana. Right now, it's about 80 degrees in Oceanside. It's gorgeous. Don't ask me how, but it is. Anyway, we are brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. That's www.PatriotFamiliesOfTheYS.com. Please check out our blogs, our photos, our videos, our people, our site. It's amazing. And I know we've got Mr. Bill coming in, and we have a guest coming in, and thanks, FT, for joining us, and I'm going to bring Bill in now. And how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Linda. How are things out there in California?
Unbelievable. As I told you in the chat room, I think it was Wednesday morning about 8:30 on a local radio show, the Mike Slater Show, 47% of California's residents and businesses are packing up or making preps to get the hell out of this state. I don't blame them.
I don't blame them, but I'm going to tell them all. If you're going to leave California, leave the ideology behind that caused you to leave California.
Oh, they will. Believe me, they're all going to Texas, man. They're going to Idaho. They're going to Oklahoma. They're going to places that are, you know.
You know, I hear a lot about Texas, and it does sound great. But I'm quite happy right here in southern Indiana, in the heart of the country,
dude, and the
hills of southern Indiana. I'm really happy where I'm at right now.
I know.
We're still Yeah, we're still a GOP-dominated state, and still pushing conservative issues and values.
Well, here's the thing. I am in one of the deepestly blue states outside of New York and Hawaii that I can come up with. I mean, it's unbelievable. And what they're doing, you know, as goes California, goes the rest of the country. And I actually told people, even my stupid libtard friends, I told them, I said, look, I said, these fiscal cliffs that are coming, they're going to come to the whole country. What's happening in California, it's already sinking into the ocean. I don't know if you guys ever saw the old, way back in the 60s, it was called West Side Story. And one of the songs is, they were talking about Puerto Rico, because there was a lot of Puerto Rican spics in New York, you know, in the day. And so she sang this song because she loved America. Because it was so oppressive, I guess, where they were at the time. And she says, Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion, may you sink back in the ocean. Rita Moreno did it in the movie. It was fabulous. I'm about ready to say that about CA. And believe me, there's so many. Do you think the libtards are going to leave this crazy utopia that they've built? No. It'll only be the decent people, believe me, that come out and go.
Well, hopefully some of those that are so liberal, these other states will flee to California where their utopia is at.
Good. Oh,
until
yeah.
Until
well,
they figure out
they
that the rest of us, the rest of the states, are going to refuse to pay for your deficits.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, there are people of all ilks, okay? I'm on Social Security, you know, because I'm at that age, plus everything's upside down. You can't get a job here to save your soul if you stand on your head in a showgirl costume. You cannot. I'm telling you. It's insane. And then there are people who are doctors, people who are in high professions, people, everybody in between, people who are conservatives. I meet these guys, Bill, every single day. Doctors who have done rallies screaming about Obamacare before all this nonsense happened, you know, a couple weeks ago or a week ago. And I mean, several people. We had this huge rally protesting the Obamacare and I think it was just before the Supreme Court decision came down. And it's amazing. People are just fed up. They get it. They know what's going to happen. And I told my libtard friends, I says, look, people are fleeing the state because they know it's going off the cliff. It's going to be Greece very soon. And I said, between now and 18 months from now, I swear, the rest of the country, like I showed in my blog, is going to follow suit. The rest of the country is going to be Greece. When this, they can't stop it. I don't care if it was Ron Paul, Gary Johnson, my next door neighbor, or Mitt Romney. They can't stop it. It doesn't matter who's sitting behind the desk of the Oval Office. It's going to happen. And then the libtards and the moronic little Obama zombies who have their little cell phones, you know, their freebies. Once they figure this out, and once they don't get their checks and their little freebies, they're going to riot in the streets. I'm telling you, it's coming. And people are not aware. We've got to wake people up. And oh, believe me, wait till you see this T-shirt. You're going to die.
Oh, I need something, because I'll tell you what, I've been in such a depression, and I feel like, you know.
I know.
Elections are not going to do any good at any point.
No.
I had the argument about, but it was a lesser of two evils, blah, blah, blah. I said, you don't understand. I'm an independent. I'm not even a libertarian. I'm an independent. So
good.
To me, it was the lesser of three evils.
Well, the whole thing
you
is
know?
The whole thing. I'm telling you, it's
well,
rigged. It is. It's and what I said.
We have known for a while, and I've shouted about it, that you're getting a choice either way you go. Even if they didn't rig it, you're getting a choice either way you go of who they select. It's the
that's
same
what I'm
group.
Talking about.
It's the same power.
Exactly.
It's the same thing that's been going on.
It's the old guard.
Romney,
nonsense.
Romney would have gave you a slowdown. We would have had
that's
a
all.
Slowdown and a chance
that's
to do some stopping. Now, it seemed like obstructionist for the Republicans to stand up against too many things, but when you look at how far they're getting along with Agenda 21, and
oh,
I mean,
know.
Really, I don't think people understand how close they are to having this
yep.
thing sealed and done.
Exactly. In fact, Glenn just put out a book, and it's on sale half price today, and it's coming out a week from today, I believe, and it's called Agenda 21 by Glenn Beck, and I don't know exactly what it's all about, but I do know that it was the first portion of the book is written like fiction, but he flips it on its head at the end and explains that this is real and, you know, what to do about it. Now, I don't know if I want to order that one, but I do want to order Rosa Chiari's book called Behind the Green Mask once I get through. I've got to start reading Bonhoeffer real soon because I'm going to need to know who he was and how he had to fight, because that's what we're up against right now, man. We are up against evil and tyranny and darkness. I'm telling you, it's not going to be fun. It's not.
Well, no.
I hate to see it.
I think you're going to see some things come out here lately in the news. But what's the news going to do? We've not seen the media is in bed and covering up. They'll protect anything. They'll throw anything out here as a distraction to try to get the attention from major problems.
Right. The media are traitors.
On our current. Oh, yeah.
They're traitors.
The media has betrayed the country.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been betraying the country for quite a while.
Absolutely. Decades upon decades. And I know that Edward Bernays was one of the beginnings of that. He was, start of Pravda. Walter Lippmann was another one. Oh, please. This has been going on for a long time.
If you look at the world powers and the world councils, all the different world councils and who's involved with all these and that, you're going to find out that a lot of these people, your Warren Buffetts and others like that, are involved in these world councils and stuff.
Right.
So your people who own the media are involved with these world groups and stuff. So, yeah, they know.
Of course they do.
They're in bed with them.
Yes. They are just as guilty as the Valerie Jarretts and the Buffetts and the Immelts and the, you know, Joel Rogers and the Maurice Strongs. Come on. Hilda Beast Clinton is right at the head of the snake. You know, Obama is not blameless in this. He's just as guilty as Himmler, Eichmann, and, you know, the rest of them. I'm telling you. I have no...
Well,
no.
You know, I've tried to warn people, and I look at a guy the other day. We were sitting there talking, and he said something. And I said, so things are great. He goes, I said, so what's the price? I said, you're divorced, and you're raising your two kids by yourself, so you're buying your own groceries. Have you not noticed a raise in food prices? He goes, yeah, they are getting bad.
Yeah.
I said, wait till spring. I'll tell you what, you wait till May. And then you tell me how bad they are.
Oh, yeah.
I said, write them down. I told him, write them down. Write them down what they are right now.
Yep.
You wait till May and you tell me what they are.
Oh, it's not going to be pretty.
And then I'm going to tell you that's what you voted for.
Yep, absolutely. No, well, anyway, what's going to happen, what I'm trying to do here is get myself prepared. I've got a brand new thing. When you talk about your Agenda 21 today, I'll chime in with what I got on the internet. It was absolutely wonderful because it reiterates what Lord Monckton spoke to us in person about here in San Diego about a year or a year and a half ago. I was so privileged. Welcome, Rod, to the show.
I have made contact with a couple of guys from Australia,
uh-huh,
and some people from Canada and some people from down in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And we're reaching out to others around the world.
Okay.
And we're trying to spread the awakening of Agenda 21 globally.
Well, good. I'm doing it locally because I think this is the only way I can do this. You know what I mean? It's the only way that I can have an impact. If I don't tell the actual citizens about it, and I mean somehow clearly, however I have to do it, with my groups that I'm with, I've got two of them, and they are amazing. The one we're having a meeting. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. It's easier for you to capture attention in another country's news media than
right.
it is for you to catch it here. But
right.
then it filters back to this country.
It does. But I want my citizens to know, and I want my local I want these people to be en masse so that they can converge on these city council meetings, because if enough people will protest and scream longly and loudly enough, and they can't just let it go away in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? It's got to be consistent. You have to pound it constant vigilance and screaming, because if you don't have the numbers and the screaming, It's not. It's just going to all go away and be swept under the rug. That's the problem.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, and I hate to say this, but you would have to do that very, very quickly.
True.
Because they plan on finalizing this here shortly, very shortly.
Yeah, I know. In the lame duck session, they're going to ban the guns. They're going to do it all. I know what they're doing. They're going to do the lost treaty. They're going to do everything they can to screw us worse.
Well, they can't without the Republicans' approval.
Yeah, well, the Republicans, to me, these people are, they're dead to me. Half of them. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, but this is what I said.
What did our country show us, Linda?
I know.
Our country showed us that they don't care.
Oh, exactly. We're all socialists now. Well, it's been coming down the pike for quite some time. Here's the thing.
But the moment things start to turn bad, when they actually start to see and feel the pain, the moment when that reality hits them, you know who they're going to gripe at and complain at? They're going to complain at us, the ones who are trying to warn them to begin with.
Well, that's throughout history. Look what happened to poor Dietrich Bonhoeffer. They hanged him, and he was doing everything he could to help. You know, this is the way it goes. If you're not ready to go and do the lay down your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor, what the hell good are we? You know what I mean? I'm going Patrick Henry. I'm all in.
I'm going to tell you something. Anybody out here, I'm sure almost everybody out there knows somebody who's had to serve some time in a penitentiary of some type. Everybody knows somebody that's had
right.
to. If you talk to that person can tell you the more about socialism because
mm-hmm.
he lived it when he was locked up. He can
right.
also tell you the value of being free.
Right. If they have half a brain. Exactly.
That's what too many Americans have taken for granted is
for
the
way
value
too long.
Of being free.
I know.
We've lost so many freedoms, and we're losing more freedoms daily.
By the minute.
Look at all these regulations getting ready to come out.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're there. We've lost our republic, Bill. I can't apologize anymore, and I have to tell the truth. It's done.
You watch. There's going to be card check, and the unions are going to get handed all that stuff. The unions are going to be even more powerful because of the health care bill, because anybody
yep.
who works in it will have to be unioned.
Two days after the election, the TSA was unionized. Isn't that special? Oh, lovely.
You know, well,
oh, God. Unbelievable.
I'm convinced that until they start to really feel the pain,
yeah, I know.
That they're feeling the pain slowly at the moment. They're not feeling it as force. Some people are feeling it full force, but others aren't. And what really galls me is that 42% of the people said that the way that Obama handled Hurricane here, Sandy.
Oh, my God.
What the hell? What in the hell
has
he done?
I'd like to just take one big giant baseball bat to that little fat bat, Chris Christie, because another traitor.
You know what I saw, Linda, in all this? I've seen that American spirit alive there in that places.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen neighbor helping neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen neighborhoods destroyed, but I've seen a flag waving. And I see neighbors helping neighbors and looking out for each other and stuff. And I see that neighborhoods pulling together and around each other and stuff. And that's the American spirit coming alive again.
Who came to the aid in Staten Island before anyone even thought of coming there? And that was Glenn Beck's Mercury One with their trucks of food and blankets and aid to those people. Because this is what... That's why I admire him for what he's trying to explain to people. You've got to rekindle that old spirit of Ben Franklin. You've got to make sure that the communities are involved. This and the churches. This is how it all happened with the spiritual awakening before the revolution. If you don't have people like Thomas Paine and Patrick Henry and way back before then, George Whitefield, we're going to lose it. It's done. It's completely done. And for 10 years or better prior to the 1776 deal, that was just the tail end of it, because 35 years prior to that was the George Whitefields of the world getting people riled up to say, this is not good. For 10 years, they went across that stupid pond called the Atlantic and petitioned the king to no avail. I have been writing letters to these clowns and spending hundreds of dollars of my mother's, you know, retirement money to petition this stupid Congress, and I'm done. And it doesn't do any good. So it's time to use the Declaration of Independence again and either have a civil war or revolution. I'm ready to start a militia. I'm done. Well, these people piss me off.
Well, there are a bunch of petitions going around by, like, I'm not sure how many states at the moment.
26 or something, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
27.
My state's closing in on that number.
Yeah, I know.
Florida, and I guess Florida, Louisiana, and Texas have already hit that number in their states.
Oh yeah, they were up at 80,000.
The White House has to address it, but that's not going to get you nowhere. But on a list.
That's right. Absolutely. I told that to my buddy Jeff Schwick. I said, look, you want to start a revolution, count me in. But I ain't putting my name on no list. I'm already probably on stupid Janet Incompetano's list already.
Oh, Jesus. If I'm not on a list somewhere, I'm ashamed. I feel like I've tried to my damnedest to expose so much. And
I know. I got
to
tell you one thing before
to
we go
such
into
great
it.
Lengths.
I know. I got to tell you one thing before we go into the other stuff. I told my mom yesterday morning, and she says, if the cigarettes don't kill you, you know, she says, hopefully whatever happens in this situation that you will, you know, go out quickly. And I says, oh, believe me, mother, it'll be quick. Because I'll be dying.
Oh, no, it's all the livestock that's going to kill us. They're going to cause global warming, and we're all going to die from all the livestock.
No. Because when they try to take my guns away, that's it. No, I'll take as many out as I can, and it'll be a very short-lived battle, but I don't give a
darn. I'm not a conventional type guy. When you get to me, it won't be again.
Well, here's a, you know, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. No, I'm going down on a blaze of glory. I'm not giving up my guns. I don't care anymore. No way, no how. No, ain't happening. Because Michael Savage talked about this. He said, if those poor people had not given up their guns in Germany, that stupid Holocaust would have lasted about 30 days. There would have been a few dead Jews on the porches, but there would have been a hell of a lot of dead Gestapo, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Ain't giving them up. Ain't.
You've got to look at things. When the way they're coming after guns, they're coming after it on so many different angles.
Levels,
so many different ways and levels. You've got Soros buying up all the gun companies and ammo companies.
I know.
You've got, in some states, they're trying to stop hunting, block hunting. And that way, that say block hunting, you don't need a hunting gun and stuff. And you've got just every little looking thing. And they're doing the same thing with attacking, trying to take control of food. I wrote a year ago that
mm-hmm.
some idiots would eventually try to put in days of the week that are meatless.
Yeah.
And,
oh, that's here
I wrote
in
about
LA.
This a year ago, and now I'll be danged. Look, somebody is trying to do it. They picked Mondays, meatless Mondays.
It's sick. I'll tell you, I'm about ready to start buying Korans and filling them with bacon strips and then packing them in raw hamburger and throwing them at these assholes, my French. You know what I mean. I'm done.
Well, Michigan tears me up. I mean, you look at Michigan. They're surrendering their state to Muslims, just giving them total control and stuff. And at the same time, they're crying out because of their economic situations and stuff, which you're just bringing more of it on yourselves. Our country, well, amnesty will be the end of us. It's not because of the 10 to 20 million people that will get the amnesty, let alone how many of them. See, they're already here, probably already on entitlements, this and that,
oh,
whatever.
My God.
But family reunification... Family reunification allows each one of that 20 million, that 20 million to bring up all the way up to 256 extended family members.
If
if each one only brought 10, but that's 200 million people. Collapsed the American economy, and you just destroyed the American culture. You killed it. It's dead. Gone.
I think that we're beyond, and I know Ron's talked about this, and I do believe he's correct, because all the research he does about Lincoln, and then he went back to 1791 when they ratified the first 10 amendments, which is the Bill of Rights, and good old George goes in front of the Senate, and back then they didn't have the 17th Amendment. That was way too soon for that, and those people were each one of those 13 states at that point were elected by their state capitals, not by the populist vote like it is now from the 17th Amendment, those idiots. He didn't even have to, he just gutted the 10th Amendment on that deal because he wanted to district everything so they could expand what's in the Constitution, which limits the power of the Congress to the 10-mile radius of Washington, D.C., and they went for it. They absolutely allowed him to do it, which took away the state sovereignty completely. And then, so that means that Lincoln was probably correct in saying that secession's not allowed under, you know, nothing's ever been rescinded. This is the problem. Nothing's been put into the Big Bertha shredder, which it should have been.
Well, now you have 30 states now with Republican governors. I think it's 30 or 32.
God, I wish states, I was in one of those states.
States now with Republican governors. You picked up on Republican governors and on local areas a lot. There was more Republicans elected than there was Democrats. It was just on the national where you lost, and when you didn't win the Senate and you didn't win the White House, you could have – losing the White House wasn't so bad. Losing the Senate.
Oh, I know.
And losing how many you did have.
Oh, it's sickening. Well, you know, what was weird on Glenn Beck, because he was poo-pooing the secession thing, and he said it was settled after the Civil War. Well, you know, because these people want peaceful secession, which, you know, he says that legally probably cannot be. Well, under this regime, of course it can't be. You want to bring it? I'll bring it. I don't care. If we have to repeat history because of the idiocy in this nation, what do you want to do? You want to try to cross the Delaware again and fight the Hessians? I mean, this is stupid.
And you look, although we're focused on an affair right at the moment.
Oh, Christ.
Which involves an ex-general head of the CIA, but it also involves a current general who's going to not be getting a promotion. And you just recently had another general who, my understanding, wouldn't stand down, so he's been removed to duty. He's retiring. And you had an admiral removed from duty. Another general that was just demoted by Panetta. How many generals and admirals do we have out there that we can be losing all of them at once?
Look, they're trying to discredit the military, the last bastion that anyone has any respect for, because every other institution they don't.
When you don't have a military, you no longer have a country.
And check this out. Oh, that's what shit, you know, Merritt Bird's trying to do, the salamander in chief. He's been trying that forever. He's evil. The man is evil. And of course, they reelected him, not as chancellor this time, but as dictator. That's my take on it. And yes, I will compare him to Adolf any day of the week, and Stalin as well. And I've been doing it for 4 years because that's who he is. He's evil. And if you remember that little speech in 2008 when he talked about his well-funded other army other than the military, because he needs, you know, his civilian national army nonsense. Oh, God. Well, it's all brought to fruition with the NDAA, H.R. 347, and his DHS, and his TSA, and his blue-shirted, blue-gloved freaks, and everything else he's got going on. How many ammunition pieces have they bought? Not only for every damn agency you can think of. that should be defunded. And Ron is correct. Stop playing the game. Just like war games, like the computer said, stop playing the game. Stop giving them money. I think we ought to have a general strike. Everybody stay home for about 2 months.
Well, you know, you can stop giving them money, but that don't mean they're not going to come and gather you up, because they want to you're playing right into their game.
They want
to get rid of people.
No, Bill, they won't have any way to do it, because those stupid morons with their blue gloves ain't going to do nothing without their paycheck. They're just as screwed up as those Obama bots with their Obama phones. That's how screwed up these people are. You cut off the funding, they ain't going to do nothing for you. It's all about the money. Trust me. That's the only way they can keep these people in line. I'm telling you, I believe that. This is the it is the monetary system. It can be, but nobody's listening.
Collapsing the monetary system, breaking that, then you're back on the global scale. And that's the truth of it. You're not just fighting a local or national. You're fighting a global
It's
entity.
Not going to be fun. No, I understand that. But I think in one sense, Ron was correct when he said it a couple of weeks ago, and he said he was considering voting for Obama because maybe it will wake people up. I mean, the only way it's going to happen is the fomenting of the collapse sooner, because then it will, because they're going to be hit with a brick wall.
Well,
they're going to be hit really hard. Hi, Ron.
It may wake people up, but will be the ending of us that's waking people up.
I think this is just my scenario. The collapse comes. The idiots with the Obama phones up their derrieres on vibrate are going to riot in the streets like they do in Greece, because there is no money. There's no money. We're bankrupt. Everything is bankrupt. This is it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And we're going to have civil war. And this, either that or an all-out militia revolution. I don't know which. What one blogger said on TPN was, where are the guys in the grassy knoll when you need them the most? I love that one, because I'd be drinking champagne for a year.
That would just make him a martyr, and his party would maintain power and continue.
The only one that
then would they
would
go ahead and push through.
Shoot them.
Well, they would be pushing through his issues and everything, and all everything because of him dying. Then, so that's not the thing, actually. What needs is somehow, some way, someone to come up with the courage and the guts that has the power. That's either the military.
I know. Look what we got. Look what
some
we got.
Local county sheriff somewhere.
I know. Do you see anybody? I don't.
Arrest, tried for treason.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And then we can hang him. There you go.
But until at least 25% to 30% more of the public wakes up to the real thing that they've done by putting him in office. That when the tax hikes hit them, when they can't afford food because the price of food is so high, when they can't afford gas, when little towns are being shut down and the people are being moved into the towns and the towns are being destroyed.
The FEMA camps and the tent cities, absolutely.
What you're going to see is you're going to start to see the herding people to the bigger places.
Like I said in my blog, absolutely.
Exactly. You're going to see that. It's already scheduled to be happening in my county. I've tried waking up the little towns and the people to it. Read your county comprehensive plan, people.
I know. Ron, welcome to the show. Hi. Hi, my friend.
How you doing, guys?
We're hanging.
Doing
we're
all
ranting.
Right, Ron. Doing all right.
We're ranting.
Well, you know, we've got a local guy here on the radio that I don't care a lot for him, because I think he tries to promote or tends to promote the modernistic conservative ideology. But that being said, he was talking tonight. He was a member of the town council or city council in Macon. and he was explaining the stimulus, part of the stimulus that happened under Obama when he was on the town council, and for the jobs initiative. And what the federal government did was tell the city that if they would hire 13 more police officers, they would pay the salary of those officers for 3 years. And then after the 3 years, if the city could no longer maintain those 13 police officers, they would have to repay the federal government every penny that was paid to those officers in salary. And they were actually thinking about doing it. And he voted against it. But of course, we know what happened. They hired him anyway. And now the city of Macon has merged with the county that the city is in. They've done this consolidation thing, and they're firing 13 other police officers, not the 13 new hires. That way they can get around not having to repay the federal government. Mm. Well, the reason he was telling that story is because Georgia is one of those states where the governor has said that the state will not institute one of these healthcare exchanges that will be required to institute Obamacare. Evidently, this is a little known fact of Obamacare, that in order for them to implement it, the state must create a healthcare exchange and operate it from within the state.
Right.
So the scam works that the federal government will pay for it.
Oh, my God.
For 3 years, and then guess what's going to happen?
All hell breaks loose.
Then the state will be responsible for it, and if the state cannot maintain it, they have to repay the federal government all the funds that the government paid into 3 years.
Uh-huh.
So our governor has said no, but then he's come out and said, well, maybe if they gave us a little more flexibility leeway in Medicaid, because as you know, the states actually run Medicare and Medicaid. So the states are the one that are on the hook for it, even though they get federal dollars. So this is what you're seeing, and a lot of states, the governors have said flatly that they won't do it. Alabama is one of them.
They nullified it.
So if the states do not go along, or if a majority of states don't go along with it,
right,
it's DOA. It's dead in the water. They can't institute it.
Yeah, there was three of them that said they have nullified it from their state. It's not happening. They're not going to allow it. They have protected their citizens by amending their own state's constitution. They're using the 10th Amendment. Oh, glory.
Indiana's tied up in court fighting them. We have what's called Hoosier Healthwise in Indiana. That's to make sure all the children and whoever is covered. And it's a better program than Medicaid. They're trying to force the state of Indiana to the Medicaid program. They don't want to go. They want to keep what they got.
Good.
Well, and that's something, if you go back and read the healthcare decision on Obamacare by our Supreme Court, one of the things that the court ruled in that ruling is that the federal government cannot force the states to participate in Medicare, Medicaid, and they cannot withhold federal funding for other projects because of their lack of participation or expansion of current projects. So that's important in that in that little ruling. And I think my hope is that what we might see is the states actually stepping up and taking ownership of the damn state, taking back some sovereignty and giving the federal Leviathan the middle finger, which is what they should be doing.
Yep.
And, you know, it struck me this afternoon, and I should have said it last night, but I didn't. But we have, all of us seem to have the same malfunction, whether it's on the liberal progressive side or the conservative or patriot side. We all suffer from the same problem. We're waiting for someone else to do it for us.
complaint I have. I have it's irritated that. That's why you hear me always saying, if I don't do it, who's going to do it?
Exactly.
Right. See, everybody's afraid to step out and take on the federal government or the state mm-hmm. government and say, no, I'm not doing it. Everyone is terrified to be the next Rosa Parks.
Absolutely. And that's why I opened the show with when we were talked in the first part of the introductions here was I'm like reading Hayek's Road to Serfdom really fast so I can read Dietrich Bonhoeffer because, man, I need to know who that dude was and how he did it and how he thought and how he had his faith because, man, I'm going to need every ounce of it, every ounce of it. I'm done with these people.
I think you come to a point, or I'm assuming that you come to a point that, you know, you may come to the realization, I'm going to die anyway.
Absolutely. Oh, I told my mom. Before you called in, I told Bill, I told her yesterday morning because we were talking about the end times and how bad it's going to get. And I said, well, Mom, I said, you know, I'm going out in a blaze of glory. And she says, she's thinking like an old person because she's old. And she says, well, I just hope that it comes quickly for you and you don't have to suffer. And I says, oh, trust me, Mom. It'll be quick.
The hell I'm suffering now, you know.
It'll be real fast.
We're all going to be suffering. The damn Twinkie factories are on strike.
Well, and you know, I mean, honestly, I think that's what got me so fired up yesterday with that video with that woman. Truly, people are suffering whether they even recognize it or not.
Oh, my God.
There's no freaking dignity anymore.
Nope.
We're treated like little children.
There's no merit, no honor.
There's none. And it just
I know, honey.
Infuriates me to no end. And, you know, I'm seeing more and more and I'm hearing more and more people talking about the fact that, you know, taxation is nothing more than theft.
Oh, yeah.
And thank God for it. You know,
absolutely.
That people are waking up to that realization.
Man. Jesus.
Oh,
I
love it. Recently, Ron, I had my grandson. He's 13 years old. And I was showing him the debt clock and explaining it to him because he was talking about stuff for school. And he goes to school and he brings it up to his teacher. And his teacher has the whole class get it up and they all start discussing it. And they go to 2016 and they look how much their individual rate increases and back and forth. And they're like, so, you know, he's telling them why it's bad and this and that. So I was kind of happy, you know, hey, damn, I live in an area where a teacher will actually teach the truth.
Yeah, that's unique in and of itself. But, you know, I think we're seeing more and more of that. And going back to that book I had talked about before, The Sovereign Individual, this is something that they talked about, that because of the debt crisis that government is creating through all its various programs, because the governments are insolvent, they're going to lose their authority. They're going to lose control, and it's going to revert back to local control. They envision maybe even down to the neighborhood level.
Well, you know, Rob, let's be honest. How many towns and cities out there do you actually think, and you'd have a higher or closer estimate than I would on this, but how many do you actually think are out there that are financially stable? Cities and towns that if the truth was known, you could see their books, they're financially stable.
Well, if they are on the hook with all the government handouts, probably damn few.
Yep.
You could probably count them on one hand.
Somewhere in Texas, maybe.
Look, everybody bought into the party.
That's what I'm saying.
Sad.
And that buy-in has a cost, and it hasn't hit us yet. We're going over this cliff.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Now, there's a $43 trillion debacle going on. And not getting much news. Do you know about it, Ron?
I do. You're talking about the lawsuit that was filed.
Yeah.
On behalf of homeowners who were extorted.
Oh my God.
And defrauded by the banking system. The thing that bothers me, I guess it shouldn't, but the individual that filed the lawsuit, everyone that's named in that lawsuit are all Democrats. And he goes out of his way to exonerate the Bushes. And so to me, that kind of throws up a red flag to me.
There's too many people who try to hold George up. George was just another cog in the Agenda 21 global elite movement.
Absolutely. And you know, the Bush family may not have used the banking sector to rob the American public, but they damn sure used the military-industrial complex to do it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah.
And good old Cheney. Definitely. Oh, what a schmuck he was. Oh, God.
He doesn't even have a heart now.
Oh, he never did. Did he ever?
I was going to say, I don't know that he had one before. But
well, it's
now it's a scientific certainty.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even start.
Well, no, but that's the thing. When I try talking to people about Agenda 21, they always think, well, you're just given one view of it. And I have to tell them, you know, if there's one issue that is bipartisan, there is bipartisan support against Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
There's support for it from both sides of the fence, too. But it's something that's split both parties. You have actually both parties fighting for both sides of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, normal people and Rosa Chiari, yeah, absolutely, fighting against it. There's too many left-wing nut jobs that are so far in the tank for New World Order that you can't reach those people.
I don't see how they get that it's going to benefit them. How can they look at the whole ideology of it and think that they're going to benefit in the end?
Because they believe the lies that have been told by the Greenpeace and the, you know, the Sierra Club and all the rest of these clowns. They buy into it the same way that the people did in Guyana and drank the freaking Kool-Aid. Hello? There's just more of them now, Bill.
Oh, my God.
They're that stupid. I'm telling you. Well, look what just happened with the election. Hello? My God.
Oh, who knows what happened there? I mean, truthfully, anymore
well,
you don't know. We don't know nothing.
No.
Because, hell, we don't know that you use computer voting machines. Well, hell, any computer can be rigged.
Let me tell you
any
something.
Any computer be hacked. Have you ever heard of a non-hackable computer? Show it to me.
I will tell you one
show
thing.
Show it to me, and I'll show it to two buddies of mine, and within one day, they will have hacked the hell out of it.
When I did the primaries, I couldn't do it this time because I was sick that day and I had to call in sick and all that. But we had the primary thing and I was there for like 12, 13 hours, you know, the whole nine, being a poll worker. Not one person wanted to use that machine. They don't trust them, Bill. There's a lot of dummies here in California, but there's at least the voters on both sides, man. They don't trust those machines. Thank God.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a philosophy on that whole thing. While I believe that voter fraud and all of that does occur, and you know, you have two sides in the election, and both sides are just trying their little hearts out to win.
Yep.
And I think they cancel each other out.
I really do. Yeah,
I think because of the cheating and the fraud on both sides and the attempt at fraud, I think in the end, you probably have a fairly accurate result of what would have been if everybody was playing fair and above board.
Maybe you could probably be very correct on that because we know the statistics on the entitlement class is huge. It's huger than it's ever been. And those are the ones that voted for the schmuck face.
You know, the only thing that'll wake the entitlement class up is whenever they have done away with any wealthy people anymore, and there's no one to support the entitlement class, and there's no money coming in to pay for the entitlement class.
And they're going to riot.
They're going to lose all their entitlements. And no matter what they do, they can't crap money.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, once it hits, we're going to have to protect our families, our neighborhoods, and our homes, and all the rest of it, because I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to be Weimar Republic. It's
I invested in a crossbow.
Good for you. I want to be in your camp, too.
I can bring your
Luapa, Ron.
Lapua.
Oh, is that how you... I forgot how to say it. Lapua. Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
But, you know, I can always find a stick.
Well, yeah.
I can't always find a bullet, but I can always find a stick. And that was my theory on it all. I got one for my wife. We're both going to practice. You know, I'm not something I'm used to shooting. I'm a rifle type of guy. But it also would help us around here, around our varmints and stuff. We can put blunt sticks on there and shoot a varmint and run it off.
Well, if you really want to get a bad human that you think is going to do you harm, you just need a tranquilizer gun filled with stuff in vials that's filled with succinylcholine. That'll take them out.
I've always told you, know, you've always heard me telling you, you got to think out of the box on things. And I think our government and a lot of people on the left underestimates the American ingenuity
of
the
they
people.
Do.
Who the
they
heck
do.
Do you think built a gun to begin with? Or who do you think built the other things to begin with? And you see it with other things all the time. If you watch channels where they show new inventions and stuff, you see guys inventing some pretty wild stuff.
Yep.
And you got to know that I don't know too many guys that don't have a box full of tools that they couldn't put something together if they had to.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, you know, we just, I don't know what the answer is, guys, except God and ingenuity and hanging in there and forming our own militias and our own foxholes.
Well, like I said, I know guys that's got uses for beer bottles and beer cans. They have to empty them first, but they don't mind that.
No,
nope. Yeah.
I'm sure they could find volunteers to help.
Oh, God.
I'd be first in line.
That reminds me of the old joke about the Irishman and the two guys, and they promised the one, the old guy, and they said, well, when you pass away, you know, we're going to put up a nice little gravestone and we're going to have a nice funeral and everything, and then we're going to pour a bottle of fine scotch on your grave. And so the time comes, and the two Irishmen...
I can see where this is going.
Yeah. And so the two guys, and so he's got this beautiful bottle of scotch, and so the guy takes the cap off of it, and the guy's watching him, his buddy, and he starts drinking it. And he says, what are you doing? I thought you were going to pour it on there. He says, oh, yeah, but I thought I'd drink it first. Yeah,
well, absolutely.
I was one that thought that in honor of Ted Kennedy, we should have erected a urinal on his grave so that we could have all paid him his proper respects.
Well, you know, I got to say one thing. As bad as Kennedy was, he would not even be allowed in the Democrat Party today. He'd be a libertarian. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I think Ted would have fit perfect in today's.
JFK?
No, Ted.
Oh, Ted! Oh my God,
Teddy.
Yeah, I was talking
Teddy
about
the
Ted,
tumor.
Not JFK.
Oh,
Teddy the tumor.
I actually have some respect for JFK compared to any other Democratic president.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! I mean, wow!
Well,
why they killed him.
Yeah, I mean the Kennedy, JFK's only saving grace is they killed him before he had time to really screw things up as a Democrat in office. So,
yeah,
you know,
he's sad.
Deified.
Sad.
Well, you gotta wonder, was he going to go after the people he was talking about just before they killed him? Before he was killed? That could have been part of it. Eisenhower warned us. We were warned by other people.
Right.
And we didn't pay attention.
I know.
And we have a system set up now that's trying to destroy anything of historic value, of conservative value, or whatever. They're doing it to the libraries. they're doing it through the school systems.
Mm-hmm.
I have kids come asking me questions, and I'm like, what in the heck are you talking about? That don't have nothing to do with our history.
Yeah. It's, you know, with JFK, they knew they couldn't dangle money in front of him. The guy was so rich. Oh, my God. I mean, at the time, they couldn't buy him. They knew that.
Well, you know, I wanted to change gears on you a little bit.
Okay.
I was on another show last night. I just stopped in. I was actually looking to pick a fight because I was ticked. But I ended up, you know, we really agreed on just about everything. But one of the things the host was talking about, someone asked about this secessionist movement that's going on right now with all these petitions. And he said, you know, we can't jump on that bandwagon. They put you in the crazy box. And once you're in the crazy box, just like a couple of guys that were running for office, you can't get out of it. I sincerely disagree with him. You can call it crazy if you want, but they got over 70,000 signatures in the state of Texas.
I think it was 80 last time I heard one, Glenn.
Yeah, well, yeah, 70,000 plus people. So, yeah, 80, and probably going to grow even larger than
sure.
Florida has also surpassed the 25,000. You know what? This may be...
Louisiana has.
Yep, this may be an outlet.
Indiana's closing down on it with about 23,000 right now.
Cool.
This may be an outlet for the people to actually get their grievances not only heard. You know, I was reading Rick Perry said, he loves our union and nothing should be done to change it. Well, I've got news for Governor Perry and the governors of any of these other states.
Yep.
There's nothing in the rule book that says that the state government is any more sacrosanct or safe from an irate public than the federal government. We can tell them all to take a freaking hike. Okay?
That's right.
Yep.
And we can secede from the state. The state, you know, I've had this discussion before. In legal terms, the state is a construct of the mind. It does not exist in physical form.
Yep.
And people are sick of it, and I'm glad to see it.
Thank God.
And I told you guys that, you know, maybe four more years of Obama or just the threat of four more years is all it's going to take to push this over the edge.
Yep.
This whole secession movement will be going a lot further than people's going to give it credit for.
Thank God.
Yeah, it is catching on. It's catching more. It's being spread and spread and spread. It was probably the most active thing on Facebook that I saw today. Was this, and I've seen it on several other sites today, and talked to a few other people that's asked me about it. And
now, what they need to do, and maybe if I were on Facebook, I'd be telling these people, okay, so what you need to do is when you reach 100,000 signatures in your state, like the state of Texas, you need to start a rally. And rally all the people, all the signers of the petition to the state capitol and tell them, we're taking our state back. You bastards are out of here.
Wow. That would be hot.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
All it will take is one state, guys. One state.
And the rest will follow suit.
Yep. The citizens take over one state, and it will be, I'm telling you, pandemonium.
Wow.
And these damn mosquito-class bastards will be looking for the exits.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea. Thank you. That's hot. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. I've said all along, Ron, I didn't think anybody would really wake up until they really start to feel the pain. And then by the time they really start to feel the pain, it's going to be
too late. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think that people are afraid enough at this point that, you know what, they're not willing to wait to see what happens tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, just because I'm reading Bonhoeffer doesn't mean I'm, no. And go read my blog, Rod, you got to read it.
I will.
Yeah, my friends here in California who are on my Anti-Agenda 21 crowd, Chris Meinson said, she thinks I have it right, so. And I even shared it with my libtard friends.
I think she's fairly accurate on it. I think she sugar-coated it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to give you a little hint about my new T-shirt I ordered today, custom made. Okay, it's a white T-shirt, and it's got this circle. And in the middle of the circle is this earth with, looks like scorched, and then underneath there's fire, just like about one-third of it, you know, flaming up over part of it. And there's inside of it in white letters, it goes, "Prepare for Cheka gulags and scorched earth" on the bottom. And I'm going to wear it in front of my stupid idiot biatch friend Fran, who voted for Obama, the next time I see her. And I'm going to hand her what I put on the blog and my other friend who did not vote for him. And I'm going to say, "Read it and weep." And if you don't get it, then I don't care anymore.
I was thinking more along the lines of a T-shirt that says Obama with a baboon's backside for the O.
Oh, well, you know, Ron, I got to tell you something. My mom was laughing her dairy off this morning because she says, "What's it going to take?" And I says, "Mom, it's going to take we the people." I said, "That guy could go on TV and screw a goat and not a word would be said. Not a word by anyone. The status quo would stay the same and they would exalt him as their chancellor or their dictator, their leader. Nothing. That's what is about. Nothing. Nothing's going to change because people are stupid."
I hope they stick to this little affair deal real quick here. I hope they stick to it until they find out. Watch out. I believe that something's going to come out in it, and you're going to see them quickly try to get off this story very fast. It'll probably involve care.
I still say that woman in Florida is more involved in this than anyone might want to admit.
Oh,
the one that was the quote unquote whistleblower. I was reading a story earlier that her husband are being sued basically for $2.5 million.
My God,
they're in hock up to their behinds.
Yeah,
already lost one house.
Yep, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she has been, pardon the pun, attempting to pump the general for information, which is probably what prompted the other girl's response of, you know, "Leave my man alone."
Oh my God!
I know how you girls can get when you've got a hot one on the hook.
Is she selling that information to Cateron?
You know, I don't know who she's selling it to, but, Bill, I think that we're going to find out that there's a lot more than meets the eye in that whole deal.
Well, you know...
I know a lot of people think it's just distraction, but I think that it's...
I'm agreeing with you, Ron. It's a distraction at the moment until the truth starts coming out, and then they're going to quickly find a different distraction to get you off of this.
Well, doesn't this go back to the original story of what happened in Benghazi and this Petraeus was set up from the beginning? You don't think that stupid idiot Salomon
Let's go all the way back.
You of all these other major military leaders that are being forced down, out, or are involved in scandals.
They want to discredit him.
Wasn't it Petraeus that did the inappropriate interview with Rolling Stone magazine that got everybody's panties in such a wad?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
So I think we need to go back a little further. I think we're too short-sighted in this deal. I think, you know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if at the time of that interview they said, "We're going to get that SOB one way or another. I want him hung out to dry."
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that when this guy was vetted for this CIA position, Petraeus, they didn't know about his affair? Oh, please.
Oh, they damn well
knew
about
me that Eric Holder, Eric Cantor, and another congressman, they all knew about this over a month ago and so, and Obama, and nobody else knew.
Let me tell you something else. They held it as an ace in the hole for this particular moment.
Rush Limbaugh had a great line today. about this whole story. He said, you know, it seems to me that there's been a breakdown in the military chain of command. It seems that the generals are taking orders from their privates.
Oh, boy. Well, come on. Come on, you guys. This has been coming down the pike for a long time. This is... wherever it started from, this idiot-in-chief today has been utilizing everything he can to his own advantage. Oh, my God.
You know, I think it's just simply retribution for not going along. You know, one of the things that's been talked about for decades is that the Mosquito class, they all have the dirty on each other.
Yes.
You know, which is why they get along so well.
Oh, my God. Well, who's going to step up and have merit and honor ever? Anyone?
I think he's retiring this year.
Oh, Christ. I can't take it. I can't take it anymore.
I don't know who you would turn to into the future, I'll be honest. But God. Someone's going to have to step up and stand out. And I don't know who that would be at the moment. Ron Paul's retiring. There's nobody left.
Well, I think they're all going to
even his son. Even his son was questionable about how he did things and stuff. You know.
I know.
So yeah, we really have no one.
Irony. I think that's the irony of it, because now you're seeing. I guarantee you that this whole GOP, they are ripe for a Rand Paul run in 2016, they will just bow down at his feet. They have this love affair with him. And, you know, I still believe that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I think he's being wise as a serpent and playing the political game.
Yep.
But I don't think we have until 2016.
No, we don't.
I've said that all along. There was a time agenda set with everything to be accomplished by, whether we realize it or not. A lot of the stuff that I've posted, that people think I'm guessing at the future, it ain't that I'm guessing at the future. I'm taking it out of something I read from 1939.
My God.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean,
there's something major coming.
Oh, yeah. Well... the financial cliff, I mean, Ron, you know about the financial monetary system. I'm learning every day. Every time I read another chapter, and I'm devouring my books as quickly as I can, because I know I'm going to need to know this stuff. And, you know, the Bonhoeffer is next, and it's coming. They can't stop it. It's going to happen. Look at this mess. If you want to talk about the ridiculous nomenclature of Agenda 21, this financial BS is unsustainable. It can't. There's a tipping point. I think we're way beyond the tipping point. My God, what do you want? 26,000 trillion in debt? They're crazy. We don't even have 12 to 15 years. Everything's going to go bankrupt.
Well, what they're not telling you is they're not telling you what they've already supposedly spent. This is stuff is already on the line to be spent in the future. And if there's not another single penny spent, we're still going to be 22, 23 trillion at the end of 2016.
Now, getting back on the Petraeus thing for a minute, I hate to do this to you guys, but you know the name of his biography that was being written. I'm dead serious. It's called All In.
I know. I saw that. Oh, my God. Oh.
There is a planned follow-up book talking about, you know, getting out of Afghanistan called Pulling Out.
That reminds me of the Cheerios joke. Oh, my God. That's funny. Oh, my God. But, you know, I got to tell you, Ron, my mom fell on the floor when I told her the story about the Cheerios joke and the kids were cussing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that tickled me.
Oh, my God.
You got to wonder, though, what's going on in the underlings to all these generals and admirals and stuff that's being removed or forced out or resigning. And, you know, what's going on there? It's got to be hectic.
It's a mafia machine. We have Valerie Jarrett and the Chicago Way and the George Soros and the Jeffrey Immelt and the Maurice Strong's and the Joel Rogers. Look what we're dealing with. This is Illuminati.
Valerie Jarrett is going and trying to convince Ahmadinejad that Barack Hussein Obama is the 12th Imam.
Oh, Christ. My head will
explode. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Watch for it to happen. Watch for Obama to be declared the 12th Imam and become worshipped by the Muslim world.
Mm. Well, he probably already is because he's got him in his back pocket. Or they have him in theirs. The guy's evil.
He is that arrogant. He is that narcissistic.
I know.
That,
Hate him.
He does believe himself above everyone. And the... Until he comes down, when he comes crashing down, it's going to be the biggest crash in the history of the presidency.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall, and they always fall.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just... you want me to tell you about my shirt? I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, cool. I'll put the pictures up there. It's going to come out in 2 days. I'm wearing it, and I'm gonna wear it in front of my libtard friends. I'm sick of these people. They make me tired.
I have to travel a distance to find them.
Wait a second. I'll figure out how you guys can order them, because these kids here are great. They have the best prices in town, and you just put your orders in, and they'll send them to you.
And, it was General McChrystal that did the Rolling Stone interview.
Oh, yeah.
And Petraeus is the one that replaced him.
Exactly. There was a big scandal about that too. Died away. Oh my God. And
I would have kept McChrystal.
Nothing's going to be done. Nothing.
And when you do get someone who's successful at something, they seem to move them away.
Yeah.
We're surrendering our country, and there's not even being a shot fired. Our freedoms are flying out the window. Our liberty is just lagging and off and off and off, and no one sees that coming, or they are just so caught up in themselves and indifferent.
I know.
I'm going to tell you something. Through the whole last 4 years, I've constantly preached about unity. Unless you find a place, a simple medium, and all stick together on those policies and pull together and stand as a united voice, you're never going to go nowhere. We still see it today. You see it, it's all about, you know, well, you got to belong to this group or that group. Why can't a group just work together?
Well, I still think that, you know, fall on the sword, live or die by it. We ought to be promoting the Constitution. That needs to be the agenda. Stop getting off in the weeds on all these losing arguments. That, you know, as much as I disapprove of abortion, it's a loser. No matter how you try to approach it, it's a losing argument. And I hate to, you know, place anything above the value of human life, and I certainly wouldn't do that on an individual level. But as far as our country is concerned, and as far as the idea that is America is concerned, there is nothing more important than our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution.
Right.
And we get off in the weeds arguing morality with immoral people. It's like Reagan said about the Muslims in Lebanon, you can't reason with unreasonable people, so quit trying.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Well, that's true. And that's just what you were talking about. All these states that are filing these secession petitions, every one of them is citing the Declaration of Independence.
That is correct. And they have the law on their side.
Yes, they do.
That's the most okay. Can I do this real quick? I'm gonna try. I got 15 minutes. I'm gonna do my thing. It says predictions 2013 with the re-election of the Marxist. I think I see what is in store within the next 2 years. Very high gas prices, extremely high electricity prices, food prices, and clothing prices going through the roof. Devaluation of the currency, financial collapse, hyperinflation, bigger, more totalitarian government, more loss of freedoms, the loss of the Second Amendment, war on religion, more dependency class, impoverished middle class, leftist appointments in the Supreme Court, albeit Eric Holder, hate speech legislation, add to that the creeping Agenda 21, then private property no longer exists, more herding of people into collectivism and high-density housing along rail lines and transport lines, which leads to fewer cars and car ownership, provided you can even afford to put fuel into the car. In 12 to 15 years, Social Security will be bankrupt, Medicare will be bankrupt. Just wait until we hear of the austerity measures here. Wait until the drones who voted for this nightmare are cut off from the freebies and start rioting in the streets. We are headed for a long period of tyranny and darkness. If we are to turn this around, we must educate every man, woman, and child of what is coming. We must not only evangelize the great gift of our Savior and the truth of His Word, we had better start evangelizing nature's God and nature's laws, the Declaration, the Constitution, the very idea of freedom and property, and we had better do it soon.
Yep. I'll tell you what, the one law that is staring these idiots in the face is the law of mathematics.
Oh, yeah.
And they are hung out to dry. You know, I talked about it earlier on a couple of shows. In 2011 and 2012, the United States government's obligations under Social Security and Medicare increased annually by $11 trillion.
Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 2 years, that's $22 trillion. That's more than the entire gross domestic product of our economy.
Sick.
And they somehow want to float the idea that this is sustainable.
God.
What that means is if you confiscated 100% of all the production every year.
I said it yesterday.
You still come up short.
Absolutely.
Well short.
Can I want Michael to come in.
Have you ever noticed, like I heard today, when they talk about they want to raise the taxes on the wealthy so they can invest in, well,
the
when
poor.
They say that, what they say there is they want to raise taxes, they want to collect taxes off the wealthy so they can spend more.
Carl Marx, is that you?
What they need to say is put some honesty in it and say tax the rich so we can buy some more poor voters.
Oh, my God. Like, that's going to work. Mr. Magic, what do
you
say?
It worked pretty good,
sir,
this time around.
Oh, my God, I know.
Well, I haven't heard too much of the show. It's been a long day. But in regards to, you know, taxing the wealthy, anybody that has a million or two, and it takes probably more than that to, you know, be called wealthy these days, probably has been informed by others higher than them or friends on where to invest that money offshore of the United States, where it will not even be eligible or in contention for tax. So,
what if you're a small business owner and you're only making $250,000 a year?
I'm going to tell you right now that there is no bastion of safety left.
Right.
Unless you're one of the in crowd,
yep.
You know, they had about the only place that the government hasn't been able to get to completely capitulate is Liechtenstein.
You're probably right, Ron. You know, I don't know. I haven't done a great deal of research into it. I know that you know, the Cayman Islands, and there were a few other spots And, you know, like you said, unless you're, you know, up there with a lot of money, and, you know.
Yeah, if your name's Dick Cheney, you got nothing to worry about.
Except when he goes to judgment.
Exactly. I mean, you could be the highest paid police officer in the country, and they're not going to help you to save your money, I can tell you that.
Nope.
I just posted, they cannot infiltrate heaven, the rats.
And I can tell you that, you know, based on the president's definition, thanks to the fact that I had to pull money out of 401k this year, I am one of the wealthy, according to the government's definition.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
And you know, I'm looking at maybe buying a house in Florida that I can actually pay cash for in someone else's name.
Wow.
That may be a way to go, Ron, definitely. I know what you've had to deal with and stuff, and hopefully you'll be able to stay with your company as well.
Well, they don't have any place down in Florida, but I'm not really concerned about that. And, you know, Florida, there's benefits. Of course, the weather's beautiful 90% of the year, and they don't have a state income tax down there.
Cool. Cool, absolutely. I'm coming to Indiana, Bill. You've got to help me out with your realtors in a couple years if I'm still alive.
Well, if any of us are, Linda, because we don't know where they're going to hit first and what's going to come. We know that they are on a sped up schedule now.
I know.
And you're going to see an even pick up pace on it. When all these new regulations start hitting and businesses start closing and electricity prices start skyrocketing and things like that, then you might see people start to wake up that, oh, hell, we screwed up. But until they start to hurt, you won't see it. They're living in this world that everything's great and peachy. They're being fed that story and they buy onto it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, if you go out into the streets and you actually talk to people, you can ask the simplest question and you will be amazed at how many don't have no clue. You've probably seen the deal where they went out and asked about Benghazi. And people didn't know who Benghazi was. You know, that's the kind of mentality of what we got out there. They don't have no clues. It amazes me what the young generation doesn't know compared to what my generation knew at their time and why.
Right. Wow. Well, you know, I talked to my sister today, and it had been a whole week after the election because I got sick and everything, and now she's got a cold, so we were, you know, I told her about my predictions of 2013, and I forgot to ask her. I have to try to get a hold of her again and after she gets her rest. But we're talking about Thanksgiving, and she was just devastated. And she really knew. Like I said, she's very intuitive. She's got this ESP thing, whether she wants it or not. And she was crying like Tuesday morning before anything happened. She knew.
Did you guys see this story? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Paula Broadwell's father, he gave a cryptic quote, they said, to the told the Daily News, this is about something else entirely and the truth will come out.
Yeah.
There is a
okay.
lot more that is going to come out. You wait and see. There's a lot more here than meets the eye.
Yeah, I think I saw that on Glenn's thing today.
Said his daughter, who's at the center of the controversy that prompted CIA Director David Petraeus to resign from his post, is a victim of character assassination, and there's something much bigger lurking behind the curtain. Grant also said that he supports his daughter 100% and that he cannot elaborate any further.
This whole thing, the scandal, the sex scandal, is one of the big diversions, but it all ties in. You're right. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if anything will come of it because of the Chicago machine and the dictatorship we're under right now. because I swear to God, we are under one hell of a banana pup republic, dictatorship, Chicago mafia regime. We've been under it for the last 4 years, and it ain't going to get anything but worse.
On one good note, Sheriff Joe Arpaio was reelected.
Thank God. Maybe he'll help.
Is that not amazing, though? With all the attacks against him and everything, and he still gets like 87% of the vote.
I'm at the revolution point. I mean, I don't know what else the hell we're gonna do.
We need to pay that one.
What'd you open up?
Oh, I just got a love letter from the IRS for 2005. It seems that they have finally gotten their craniums out of their backsides, and I owe them $37.60 in 2005. So yay!
Yay! Thank God!
All right.
Instead of the $18,000 they were claiming before.
Wow! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Wow! Amen. Oh, these guys. We got 4 minutes left, gentlemen.
It never amazes me how those kinds of things. I've had my own dealings with the IRS this last year a couple of times, and it wasn't fun. And
Stampa.
Who are these people that, I mean, really, if you've ever talked to one of them, you're like, how the hell did they get their job?
That's what we have.
Yeah, I'm talking to him and I'm like, well, you need to send me this. I said, well, I did. And they look, oh, yeah, I've got it here. Then later on, well, I need this. I said, well, I sent it. And they go, oh, yeah, I got it here. Geez. And think of the power they're going to have now.
Oh, my God. So we only have a couple minutes left. Mr. Magic, would you like some final thoughts, sir?
I would just like to remind everybody that 2 weeks from, or a week from this Saturday, we will be having a new program here at Patriot Family on Saturday evenings. Instead of Exposing the Illusion, we will have a Christian format, and we will have special speakers, and so please join us for that.
Thank you, Michael. And Mr. Awesome. Ron?
I think everyone should get online and get busy finding these petitions for secession.
Oh,
and
cool.
get on the bandwagon.
Cool.
We need to crank up the heat.
Okay.
And make sure they feel it.
All right, babe. Thank you so much. Amen. And Mr. Bill, who...
If you're not prepared, you better get prepared fast.
Yep.
It's upon us.
I know.
And keep praying. Just keep
praying. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Michael, for coming in, too, and Mr. Ron, and guest FT, everyone, Mr. Bill, you, one of my heroes, and you got to help me out one of these days if I come to Indiana.
I will.
I know.
If you had to come here in a hurry, I got a place to hide you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And we'll bunker down and get our ammo together. I love it. Okay, sweeties. I'm going to play a little song and come back to tomorrow's show for my show, right from the West Coast. And I got a whole bunch of stuff on Agenda 21 I didn't get to tonight. And we're going to do a little bit of Keep the Change. Love you guys and God bless. Absolutely.
God bless.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA.